Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for every Maravim and Rasi Sheyachir, Shmuel Medyam Tish Machaleya, David Shkwal Ben Rachel, Gilad Shana Bas, Nechagitl, Simcha Ben Achagitl, Baruch Hasach, Abuchol Maaseh Yedayim. The Gemara in Iksubas Yibbeis and Yibbeis says that if someone says that I have a man of, you have a man of mine in your hands, you have money of mine, and the other guy says, I don't know, maybe I do, maybe I don't, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say, Chayiv, because Bari Vishema, Bari Yadif, the guy says, Bari, the person holding the money says, I don't know. So Bari Adif, the Bari wins. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan say, Pater. Because Bari Vishema, Lav Bari Adif. Because Bari and Shema, Bari is not preferable. Frek the Gemara and Rav Nachman from Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says, the Mishay Rastani Nenasti, she's believed because Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. So how can you say Pater, Bari Vishema, Lav Bari Adif? And we see in the Mishnah that Bari Adif, and the Gemara says that Rav Gamliel only said that Bari Adif because there's also a Migu, or because she has a cheskas besula. And the Gemara later on, Tezayin Amar Aleph, says that Rabbi Gamliel only said if it's Rabbi Gamliel was only talking about Bari Vishema, meaning that even though Bari Vishem alone is not effective, and Migu and Chazak alone are not effective, because Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrin and Chazak alone is not Motzi, but if you put the two together, Bari Vishem and Migu, or Bari Vishem and Chazaka, that's enough to be Motzi. So Rav Gamliel was talking only about a Bari Vishem together with a Chazaka, or together with Amigo. They have to work together. If it's alone, then just the Bari Vishem alone doesn't work. And Halacha we paskin, Bari Vishem alav Bari Adif. But if there's Amigo or Chazaka, then we paskin, like both Lashonos, that Bari is Adif, Ayin Shach, B'Klal Amigo Os Tesvav. Tulsa says that this teretz of Amigo is only according to Rav Nachman, but according to Rav Yochanan, there is no Amigo of, she could have said, Mukasei Tzani. Ayin Shach, and Tulsa, that proves it. So it emerges that the teretz of Migu doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan. And he has to go with the teretz of Chazaka. Because of the Chazaka Bari Vishema, she's a Cheskas Psulin. Because of that Chazaka Bari Vishema Bari Adif. But not because of the Migu. So Frek the Tumen, if that's the case, how can the Gemara be Mechadish, the Yisod of Migu, together with the Bari Vishema, to be Motzi Mamen? According to Rabbi Yochanan, this is not the reason Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this Migu. So Mimela, he needs the reason of Chazaka. So then why do we have to be Mechadish the reason of Migu? Normally when we have two Terutzim, so either one is correct, the other is correct, or both are correct. But here, according to Yochanan, what is incorrect? So why don't we just go with the Terutz, it's the Kulei Alma of Chazaka. Chazaka together with the Bari Vishema. But Yochanan doesn't hold of the Migu, so just go with the Terutz of Chazaka. That everybody agrees to, even Rav Nachman. So Terutz is, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz itself, that the Terutz of Chazaka is only according to Rav Yochanan, and the teretz of Migu is only according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman doesn't hold to the teretz of Chazaka together with the Bari in the Shiva the Bari. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan doesn't hold of the Migu together with the Bari in the Shema. And Rav Nachman doesn't hold of the Chazaka together with the Bari in the Shema. So Rav Nachman needs to go with the reason of Migu. And Rav Yochanan needs to go with the reason of Chazaka. So even though they both agree that Bari Vishema lav Bari Yadif, they're just arguing what the reason Rav Gamliel is. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's because she's a cheskas aguf, she's believed, not because of Migu, together with her Bari. And according to Rav Nachman, it's not because of a chazak, it's because of a Migu, and therefore the Gemara needs these two reasons. The first reason, the reason of chazaka goes dafka libid Rabbi Yechanan, not a libid Rav Nachman, and the teretz of Migu is libid Rav Nachman, not a libid Rabbi Yechanan, as we're going to explain. Because in the previous shir, we explain that only a cheskas aguf has mitzarev to a Bari Vishema lahotzi mamon. Mashen came shar chazakas. Shar chazakas are not mitzarev to the Bari to be motzi mamon. And we also explained that it's only considered a cheskes haguf where the issue is the shinui of the guf itself, like the nidon of besula or beula, that the etzim matzav of her body causes that she should get a ksuba of manor masai. Mashen came when the nidon is not the etzim hashinui shel gufa, but rather it's the maise bia that causes the iser, just mikoch the psaka, the chazaka, shel nishtana gufa. Then we can say that there wasn't a maise bia. That's not a cheskes haguf, that's like other chazaka. So I highly recommend that you listen to that shir. That when do we say cheskes haguf? When the etzim issue, the very issue that we're discussing, is the matzav of her body, the situation, the status of her body. Mashen came when it comes to a maisa, a chazaka doesn't. If the status of her body tells us when a maisa happened, that's not considered a cheskes haguf. That's considered kishar chazakas, and cheskes haguf is the strongest of all chazakas. So according to that, it would appear that dafka, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that kinsa becheskes pesul v'nimsis beula ksuba samanem, that if he marries her else pesul and she ends up being a beula, the other ksuba is a man, and the reason is because he doesn't hold of mekachtos. He holds, not that the whole thing is off, but rather the argument is she going to get 200 or 100? So according to him, dafka, there's a cheskes haguf that's mitzdarif to the bari and the shema. Mashenken, according to Rav Nachman, who holds earlier on, Yad Aleph Amid Beis, the kinsa b'cheskes pul v'nim tis b'ula, doesn't get a ksub at all because the mekach is a mekach toes. So there's no ksub at all. This is not considered a cheskes haguf, as we're going to explain. And therefore, she is not, she's only ne'emenes, alts the miku. So it's only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that she's getting a ksuba mana no matter what, he can say cheskes haguf. But according to Rabbi Nachman, who holds that the other possibility is not that she gets 200, but that the other possibility of her getting 200 is nothing, he can't hold to the cheskes haguf. He has to come on to migu, and therefore we needed these two answers. And what does this mean? This is all abstractions. We haven't fleshed it out yet. So that's our job right now. But in order to do so, first we have to bring a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says in Kedushin that even though Chazaka de Meikara, a Chazaka on what was, is stronger than a Chazaka de Hashta. In other words, if you have two points in time, A and B, A is earlier, B is later, and we want to know what was happened in the interim between A and B. What happened between A and B? Did it have the status of A or the status of B? So A is Chazaka de Meikara, B is Chazaka de Hashta. So the Gemara there says that even though Chazaka de Meikara A, what happened earlier, is stronger than what happened later, so therefore we say what the status in the interim was like the status of Meikara of what was earlier. Nevertheless, if there's Tarti L'Reis, if there are two strikes against you, then we go after the Chazaka de Hashta. What's the example of that? If you have a mikvah shenim devinim sechatzer, you have a mikvah that was 40 saw, and then afterwards it was found to be less than 40 saw, and you want to know when it became less than 40 saw, after your tovel stuff or before your tovel stuff. So it says there in the Gemara, from the Mishnah Mikvahs, Perek Mishnah Beis, that all the tyrus, the Gemara and Kedusha 9 test, that all the tyrus, Shanasu al Gab of Tameo, so all the tyrus in the interim were Tame. Why? Because you go with the Chazaka de Hashta. Why do you go with the Chazaka de Hashta? Because Hame Tame al Cheskas of Emer Lo Tavo. Because the Tame has a Cheskas Tuma. So say he didn't go into the Mikvah. So frak the Gemara Adarab, Hame Mikvah al Cheskas of Emer Lo Chaser. Why don't we mame the Mikvah al Cheskas and say it wasn't Chaser? Just like it was 40 at the beginning, it's 40 now. Chazaka de Meikara. And for the Gemara, Chosel of Fanecha, no, you have two strikes against you. Because not only do you have the Hame Tame al Cheskas, so you have also Hare Chaser Lefanecha, that's Chaser in front of you. So that's two strikes against you. Ikat Harati Lereyasa. You have two against you. You have Chosel Lefanech, it's not 40 now. And B, all the Tumas that went in were Tame Meikara. And therefore it's Vaday Tame. And so we say in the Gemara there, and all the nine tests, Amid Aleph and Sanhedrin, Nida Beis Amid Beis, B'chavis Shel Yayin, Shifrishimenu Truma Yayin Tabal Acher. So you have a Chavis Yayin, a barrel of wine, that you were Mafrish Truma and wine from elsewhere, that was Tevel. And then you found out that the wine that you were mafresh was chometz. And you don't know, when did it become chometz? When did it become vinegar? Before that frasha or after that frasha? If it was before that frasha, then it's that frasha was no good. If it's after that frasha, the frasha is fine. So we say it's vaday tevel. Why? Because you have two strikes against you. You have tarati l'reisa. What's the tarati l'reisa? Hamei tevel al cheskasoi. Hamei tama al cheskasoi v'emelo nitkan. Why don't we be mamed the tevel on its chazak and say that the tevel wasn't fixed? Because it had originally a cheskas tevel. Well, you wanted to be mafresh, you originally had a cheskas tevel. You wanted to fix, but since it originally had a cheskas tevel, you don't know if it was fixed. Say it wasn't fixed. And also, you have in front of you chometz lefanecha. So there, tati l'reisa means no good. And the Gemara shtel su between the chavis and the mikveh case, that according to the rabbis, The mikvah is tamei vaday al tzarati l'reisa, two strikes against you. Harechasi l'fanecha and cheskas tumah of everything that went in. And chavis also it's tevel vaday because of the cheskas tevel, the cheskas not being nitkan, and also harei chometz l'fanecha. However, the Rambam surprises us, as like they say, the Rambam l'shitaso against the Gemara. That's the joke. The Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Michos Gvot Halacha Vav Gabi Mikvah Shuvadei Tameh, but Gabi Chavis in Perek Yud Mitrumas Halacha Vdalid, the Rambam says it's Sufik Tevel. Why Sufik? It should be Vadei Tevel. Frek, the Ramban and the Rashban need on the Ritvan Kiddushin. Why was the Rambam Mechalik? The Gemara tells Su, the Gemara equates the two. So why did the Rambam distinguish between Chavis, which is only Sufik Tevel, and the Mikvah, which is Vadei Tevel, which is Vadei Tameh? So Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we're going to resolve the Rambam and then get back to our kasha of why the Gemara had to be Mechadesh Migu and show Mitzvah Hashem B'siyat Tishmai B'li Neder how according to Rabbi Yechanan we have to go with the Teretz of Chazaka and how according to Rabbi Nachman we have to go into the Teretz of Migu and each one wouldn't accept the Teretz of the other and therefore the Gemara had to come on to Tutei Rutzim, and that's our job for the next year. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.